everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our 112th episode on this May 27th, 2021. Keno terminals, blackjack mistakes, both topics covered today by experts, including yours truly, Coach Fab. And per usual, we have our digital audience ready to go. Hello, everybody. Thanks for coming back. You people are so sweet. And so from our basement studio in Western Pennsylvania, USA, we're ready to go. Here we go, world. And we are talking around the world. So let's get going with episode 112. And we're starting with Keno terminals. We'll be right back after a very short break. And it's still good, isn't it? Come on, staying alive. That should be like the theme song for all of us that survived the pandemic. Hey, but on to better topics. You know, some of us play Keno machines in casino settings, and they're just slot machines with the game of Keno on it. Some of us still play and have played in Keno lounges in casinos, particularly in Las Vegas, with the ping pong balls and so on. They're still going on, maybe not as big as they once were, but they're still going on. And some are playing Keno online, particularly through their own state lottery system. I know Western Maryland has, Maryland has one, and so does Pennsylvania. And we have someone who won today in a casino. We'll tell you about what she accomplished on just 25 cents. That's one of the great advantages of Keno. You can bet so low and play all day. And we had somebody who won on a Keno terminal in Pennsylvania. And he's a famous caller because he calls in generally once a year on his Keno trips to Atlantic City. But he short-circuited that by playing right at home from a Keno terminal and then collecting the money at his local supermarket. That's how it works in Pennsylvania. So here he is, our first caller.
Hey, this is Keno Nick calling from Connorsville, PA. Just want to give you an update. I've been to a few casinos here in the last couple of months. Lady Luck, the Meadows, the new live casino, where I've done pretty well on the Keno. But the other night on the Pennsylvania Lottery Keno, I decided to play six numbers, 1, 2, 3, 11, 12, 13 on a dollar bet. I hit all six of them for $1,200. So you can have just as much luck playing the PA Lottery Keno as you can on the video Keno. So I just want to give you an update. This is Keno Nick calling from Connorsville again. Talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Keno Nick, and congratulations. And isn't it true? When you win, it doesn't matter where it is. It's still a lot of fun. But the one thing that's sad about Nick's call is at $1,200, he has to pay taxes. So I'm sure he had to fill out forms to get his money. Oh, why don't they make it $1,199? Come on, guys. They have to make it $1,200 so they'll tax it. Oh, man. But speaking of incredible odds, 1, 2, 3, 11, 12, 13. Those are six hot numbers, I suppose. But we had a Facebook member and a podcast listener from Ohio, I'll just use her first name, Jess, who picked 12 of 12 numbers. That's almost like unbelievable odds. And that was betting 25 cents, and she won $400. And then shortly afterwards, she hit 11 of 12, which took her over $500, and she played it down, and she walked out of there. This was at a regular casino on a Keno machine with $500. Can you imagine the astronomical odds of picking 12 out of 12 numbers with 80 numbers possible? You know, the ping pong balls or the video Keno, it's the same thing, or the computer chip. There's 80 numbers, and the machine shoots out 20 each time, and you hope that the numbers you picked are in those 20. And then prizes are paid out, you know, according to the number you get right and out of the number that you chose. So 6 out of 6, that's big. 12 out of 12, that's freaking amazing. Congratulations to Keto Nick and to Jess from our neighboring state of Ohio. And Jess also visits casinos everywhere. So there's no one who should be a member of Casinos USA Facebook group more than Jess, because she does the same thing that the administrators of these Casinos USA do: travel and gamble. Hopefully we travel, gamble, and win, which she did on this one. But as we move into our second segment today, and of course, it's a very serious segment because we're discussing blackjack. Last episode, we discussed mistakes one could make in playing slot machines of any style, and also playing a game of craps. But this one, there's more blackjack players than there are craps players, I'm certain. Everywhere, blackjack seems to be the most favored table game that people play, and I think most people are familiar with blackjack before they get to a casino. That's not true with craps, of course, but people start to play blackjack at home on their own, having fun, and they understand the game of 21. And nearly everyone who listens to this understands what card counting is. It's not illegal to be a card counter, I'm going to put it this way, but it's damn near impossible with these multi-deck shuffle machines. And, you know, even if it's legal to be a card counter, I mean, you can't be arrested for counting cards. That certainly gives you an advantage, often in the game of blackjack. But on the other side of that, casinos can say, hey, you're a card counter, you can't play here. So you can actually be banned from a casino because you're a card counter, you're recognized as a card counter, and there's not a damn thing you can do about it. That's how casino law is written. Now, we have people who claim they were thrown out because they said dice. No, sir. No one's ever been kicked out of a casino for setting dice. They get kicked out because they're throwing dice illegally, sliding them down instead of hitting the back wall one time. But here's the point. There are still people who know perfect strategy in blackjack and make mistakes. So we're going to defer to a blackjack dealer from the Las Vegas Strip.
What's going on, Coach Fab? I'm a dealer on the Las Vegas Strip. Qualify myself, I've dealt $500,000 games to $250,000 players. Particularly blackjack. And I can tell you way more than three mistakes that the players make when they come to Vegas and they start playing blackjack. You know, the first mistake is just they don't know basic strategy as gamblers. What amazes me is how many people come to Vegas as gamblers and have absolutely no idea how to play the game they're playing. And then when you explain it to them on how to play the game, they don't do what you explain to them. You know, there's basic strategy for blackjack. It's a very simple strategy. Takes a few minutes to learn. It doesn't work every time, but, you know, statistically it's found that it'll work roughly 46 to 47.5% of the time as you're playing. And I think people get greedy when they play blackjack, and, you know, we'll do things like, granted, the best part of the dealer can show you is the six, obviously, because there's more, if they have more, one out of three cards, roughly, it'll be a 10 man underneath, you know, so it's like the best card they can show you, but people will dump 15, or like a soft 14, and end up with like a 9, or like a 2, And I'll end up making a hand. So never. The second thing is never be greedy. First thing is learn basic strategy. Second thing is never be greedy. The third thing is definitely make plays whenever you can make plays. You know, you have a 10 on a 6, 5, 4, 3, sometimes even 7. Double down. Most of the money in the game is won from splits and doubles. You know, split cards when you have the advantage. You know, the house already has the advantage of you over you. You don't need to give them another one. Right? And something else that's really important that a lot of players don't understand and have this misconception that you can sit down on a $10 blackjack game and make $1 million. And what I tell people is, I want you to think about how many hands at $10 a hand it would take you to make $100. You'd have to win consecutively, no splits, no doubles. You have to win consecutively 10 hands in a row to make $100, right? Probably not going to happen. So what's really important is betting strategy, right? Increase betting strategy by units. When the shoes run a lot, you know, you hit a couple hands or you lose a couple hands in a row, up your bet. You know, if you buy in for $100 and you're up $100 to a total of $200, that $100 is leverage. It's like day trader. It's like trading on margin. It's house money. You can't look at it like it's your money. You have to look at it like it's extra. It's fine money. Like it's extra. And use it to your advantage, you know. Start placing $25, $50, $75 bets in the shoes and house money. That's the only way to get it. And one of the last things is don't play for a long period of time. You need short sessions, short, high-volume sessions, where you come in, you play 20, 30 hands, maybe one full shoe, then you leave. And you play with that house money, and you make large bets, and you use the basic strategy system, and you hit every split, and you hit every double, and then you'll walk out of there with some change. You know, I've been involved in a game with a guy who plays $3,500 to $10,000 a hand, up to three hands. And he splits and doubles on every opportunity where he has the advantage. And that guy is ahead on the house like $1.1 million over the course of 1 year. You know? So it's out there. You just have to be willing to risk it to get the business. So thanks for asking me to give you a talk on Blackjack Coach Fab. Love the podcast. Welcome to Casinos USA.
Hey, so we certainly appreciate that input from a Las Vegas dealer. I wanted to go over some of the things he said and add a few of our things. I think I'll just start with this. You know, if you can get a blackjack, you'd rather get paid $15 rather than $12 on a $10 bet. So don't play 6-5. Play 3-2. 3-2 will give you 15 on a blackjack with a $10 bet as opposed to $12 in a 6-5 game. I guess the first place is gamble in the right place, although it is getting harder, believe me, to find 3-2 blackjack. But it's out there. It's worth taking the time to find it. And our man wasn't talking about chasing losses, but he's saying, you know, when the cards are going in your favor and you have some profit, you know, built up, it's time to increase your bets. I mean, I think that's pretty much a general rule for craps, too. When the table's hot, you increase your bets. And when it's not, you bet smaller. So that's exactly right. You know, you're not going to get rich in the game of blackjack with just $10 bets. You know, so if you have a good day and you win 60% of your bets and you play for an hour, you're still not going to have very much money won. You know, there's no explosive bet there with blackjack. So here's the point we're making. You know, the short term with maybe higher bets is what this gentleman's talking about. You know, when you should double down, double down. But when you shouldn't, and you just do it because you're tired or frustrated, you're going to lose. And split, and don't ignore that, you know. You have a slight advantage at that moment, over a game in which the casino has the house advantage. So, you know, he's talking about the high roller who never misses the right opportunity to double down or split. That's so important. And, you know, these strategies, you know, like never take a card that you could break on. I mean, everything else but basic strategy is not a valid strategy to play blackjack. So if you don't want to learn basic strategy and you just want to go with a whim, you know what? It's not a game to play. But, you know, if you just want to take the time to learn basic strategy, when you should take a card, when you shouldn't, when you should double, when you shouldn't, when you should split, do that. And, you know, you may come home a winner more often than not. You know, turn the advantages your way by playing correctly and knowing what you're doing. And so that might mean you don't play as long, but you're going to play correctly. So don't make those common mistakes in blackjack. And, you know, we had talked last episode about people who go to Vegas and they want to play table games, and they just have no knowledge of the game. And dealers really can't do that much for you because they have other people at the table. I mean, if you have a dealer all by herself and you sit down and say, hey, I'm willing to gamble a minimum bet here, just teach me the game, that's one thing. but that's really hard to find, you know. So learn what you can by podcast listening, by YouTube videos, by whatever means, you know, by books, about any table game that you're attracted to before you get to the point where you're playing that table game. And there's a lot of sites, and you can find them without too much effort, where you can play for free. You know, there's a lot of software that permits you to play for free, right, to learn the game. So that's our advice, blackjack players. But boy, oh boy, you know, the crap tables can be empty some mornings, but the blackjack tables, there's always some people there playing. That's how it seems to me. That's how it seems to me. Okay, short break, and we're going to come back for some odds and ends. Hang on, coming back shortly. Well, in starting odds and ends, you know, when the podcast opened, I made say, let's go world here, because Casinos USA podcast, we've been blessed. I mean, we are approaching 800,000 listeners. And come on, that's not just in the United States. That's around the world, you know, from Moscow, Russia, Hanoi City, Vietnam. That always throws me. That's the old Saigon. But now, you know, Hanoi City, Vietnam, Brisbane, Australia. I mean, it's just amazing. The power of the internet. Thank you so much, all our listeners. We thank you so much. And of course, we bring these things to you free of charge. And we talked about Jess from our Facebook group. Just find us on Facebook, Casinos USA. Answer a few questions. You're basically promising you're not going to advertise or use profanity. Take no offense, please, but profanity is an excuse for a poor vocabulary. F-ing off, everyone. That's not character. That's just a pathetic vocabulary. Sorry, friends. Okay. And in odds and ends, I want to just touch on our philosophy of recreational gambling. I mean, we know when we go into a casino, the odds are against us. There's no sure system of betting, playing any game. And so, you know, do the things that you enjoy. And if you want to bet on a whim, because we told you in blackjack, if you want to bet whims, that's your choice. But really, here's some whim games for you to consider. Choosing black, red, or numbers on roulette. That's a whim. Just go with it. Choosing banker or player in baccarat. That's a whim. Just go with it. I mean, so there are things you can do. Hey, you know what? I feel like I'm going to sit down and I'm going to bet banker every hand in this next shoe of baccarat. You know, do it. Because it's not a skilled game, not like blackjack. Blackjack's a skilled game. And so, you know, I remember being at a craps table at the Rio, and a guy comes up and he says, Grandma told me to put $500 on five, on a number five. And he throws out five $100 bills. And the dealer just looks at him, picks him up, and puts it on, you know, gives him appropriate chips and puts him on five. And I'm sitting there looking at him, and I have nothing on five, you know. I'll be damned, the next number is a five. And I think, the next time somebody wants to bet with Grandma on a whim, I'm betting with them. But I was really happy about that. So that's the other thing. Also in the podcast, you know, we talk about comps and getting free rooms, free meals, etc. It's really tough, you know. We're going to Las Vegas with Jerry and Elaine in September, and you know, Elaine has said openly, it's really hard to go other places when you're getting comped rooms or great deals on rooms, you know, and money to spend for food, you know, like if you stay there 4 days, you get $50 food credit or whatever, you know, $25 food credit every day or $50 free play of slot machines. It's really hard to go other places when people comp you, and I certainly agree with that. So, you know, recreational gambling, there's enough people that enjoy this. It just makes it so much fun for us to be a part of it. So, you know, follow us on Twitter at Casinos USA 2017. Join our Facebook group and don't advertise selling Bitcoin. That's the biggest one. Or, you know, some of these young women that, you know, be my friend, just text me. We just knock them off, you know. I don't want to go any further with that comment. But we met so many fine people through what the things that we do. We've had get-togethers, and we're going to continue to do that now that everything's opening up. Our biggest one, we had 20-some people meet us in southern Indiana for a craps game. And I always say, it wasn't free beer then there. And I said, I'll buy everybody a beer. I thought, holy hell, there's 27 people here, you know. But that's all right. And we can meet up in Vegas. So we'll let you know when we're there and possibility of meeting up and so on. And by the time you hear this, the hockey season might be over. But right now, the Golden Knights have a one-game lead in the series over the Minnesota Wild. But it could go either way. I mean, they've had a tough time with Minnesota during the regular season. So the elimination game for Minnesota is going to be at their place. And then if they do get by the Golden Knights and it's tied 3-3, they'll come back to Vegas for the championship in the series. But nonetheless, win or lose, the Las Vegas community loves the Golden Knights, and so do I. And, you know, they're our team, win or lose, and that's how we're looking at it. How much fun was it from hearing from Keno, Nick, and Jess? You know, so there's 80 numbers in a casino selection board that you could choose from, and there's 20 chosen every game. And to pick 6 and those 6 come up, or to pick 12 and those 12 come up, that's one heck of a thrill. So congratulations once again to everybody who gambles and wins. And you know what? Those of us who gamble and lose, we enjoy it too. And finally, in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure in most states, the online gaming revenues, you know, to the state continue to go up. Pennsylvania had a 13% increase in tax revenues because of online gambling, you know, the sports betting online primarily, but you can do other things online too now, so legally. And that continues to expand across the country. So recreational gambling gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And hey, have fun with us as we experience it with you. And as always, Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening. We'll see you down the road in a couple of weeks.